If you need some advice, then for the low, low price of absolutely nothing, they can tell you something. It probably won't be good. In fact, it won't be good. But we can laugh at it anyway when they begin to say, if I were you, I probably wouldn't do that. If I were you, I'd probably go back 2 months ago. You should have asked us then. If I were you, if I were you, if I were you.
Milana, you're crying.
Both my hands are on my heart.
That's it. That's all it takes, huh?
I'm weeping. There was whistling.
Wow.
The whistling was really nice. That got me too.
You're really feeling it.
I'm really touched that someone made that for you guys.
Who
aren't
made it
you
for
guys
you?
Touched that?
Honestly, 105 episodes, I feel nothing. That did nothing to
You're
me.
You're dead inside.
Yeah. I felt like you, like I've been saying, absolutely nothing.
Our fans are more talented than us.
Yeah.
But we deserve their adoration.
That was Mike Labro.
Wow.
And you're Milana.
I'm Milana Weintraub. Hey.
Weintraub?
Yeah.
I would not have said that correctly. I would have said Weintraub.
That's okay. I wouldn't have corrected you or cared.
Ouch.
Why?
No, I'm mad.
This is why. Because my name has been translated from place to place and then into English and then tried to make sense in some kind of like German-Russian spelling, you know. And there, I don't know what the right way to say it. I just know how I say it.
Weintraub.
Weintraub.
Yeah, I say Weintraub. My sister says Weintraub.
Really?
My parents say Weintraub.
Oh, you know,
that's cool. So is that, what's the most original, as far as back as you can trace it?
Well, it comes from the German word Weintraub.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like a Russian saying Weintraub.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But they just, it's like when someone said Weintraub with a Russian accent and someone just wrote it, they transliterated it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Does that last name exist anywhere else? Weintraub? Like when you Google search that, did anyone else write it that way?
Yeah, the people that are related to me.
Right. But nobody that's not related to you that has your last name.
Not that I know of. Not
so you're the
that way.
Only Milana Weintraub in the world.
Definitely. Are you the only Amir...
Blumenfeld?
Blumenfeld?
Blumenfeld? Blumenfeld? No, I think there is another one.
Yeah.
Because Amir is a very common name in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a middle name?
No, I take my dad's first name in Russian... Russian culture.
Mm-hmm.
You take your dad's first name as your middle name. So my full name
is Milana Philip.
My dad's name is Alex, so my full name is Milana Alexandrovna Weintraub.
Oh my gosh.
But wow. I just...
You're a gymnast now.
You're a Dracula.
You're a Dracula gymnast. A vampire gymnast. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. I'm still so moved by that song, I can't really get past it.
I know. That was a really, really good one.
You know, I'm impressed, first of all, that the 105 people in the world
care
enough about you motherfuckers to sit down and write poetry to music.
It's double that, whatever that number is, 210?
Yeah, that's right. Although there have been some repeats, but it is over 200, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
thing.
Because
we do one in the beginning, one in the end.
Can we take a moment to put our hands on our hearts and be grateful for those people?
This is so weird. I don't even feel a beat.
I
feel this. It's nothing.
Oh my
hollow.
God, you're ice
this
cold.
This is the difference between us, because as soon as you said that, both my hands were on my heart. I was like, yes, I want to feel it. And you're like one hand and making a joke.
We're like Dharma and Greg.
The other hand was on his dick and he was like, I feel nothing.
It couldn't get hard.
It's like a Ken mound. It's just absolute polished nothingness. How do people know you? You've been in some of our videos before.
Yeah, I've been in some of your videos.
What's your claim to fame?
I think people like to call me the AT&T girl right now.
From the commercials.
That's pretty legit. It's really fun seeing you in those AT&T commercials.
It's really fun to make them.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of seeing George Basil in the Budweiser commercials for me too.
He's so good in those.
He's great.
He's
so
George.
And you're so you in those commercials. It's great.
Lily, right?
Lily. So Lily Milana.
That is a very...
A Lily.
You could be a Lily.
Thank you.
You're a Lily.
And what's your guys' name on your show?
Holy shit. You said you were a fan, and for what? You feel nothing again.
Just kidding. I am a really big fan.
You've actually heard this podcast before.
You wrote that song.
She did the whistling, actually.
Just...
That's how talented
I submitted
that
a lot
is.
Of songs, but none of them got on the air.
Honestly, when they're all the level of Mike Labrow over here, it's not going to happen.
No. I can't even whistle. That's how good he is.
This is the extent of my whistling. It sounds like a tea kettle. Ready?
That's as good as you can whistle?
Yeah.
I can do better than that. Can
Let's
you whistle?
Hear it, Jake.
Oh, that is better, yeah.
Thank you.
I think I could beat both of you, but it's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
like...
then it just turns into blowing. It's just wind sounds.
Still
that.
Poor, but a lot better than us, which is all we really need. So you've heard
That'd
the show.
Cool. I would love to learn. I'm like really derailing
it.
Yeah.
I won't talk. That'll be it.
Okay,
I just
want to
do like a taxi whistle, like a really loud.
Oh yeah.
Remember when you said you won't talk?
Yeah. Then
I finished. That's my self-control.
You know, it'd be cool to do the double pinky Phil Jackson really loud.
Yeah, I feel like that's... That's it.
I'm going to edit in a train whistle for a minute and a half. That was amazing. She became a choo-choo train.
I feel like that's something everyone should know how to do, like changing a tire or something, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that I don't know how to do.
Same.
Yeah, I feel like that's every popular internet article.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like 11 things you got to know how to do to
before
be
before you turn 30.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Every 29-year-old must know how to do these 15 things.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Change a tire? No.
It seems like you would. You definitely have you carry yourself with an attitude that says, I know how
That's
to change a
I
tire.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Have you seen someone?
That's why I have a beard.
Yeah, I would assume that you know how to change a tire, Jake.
And what about me?
No.
That's correct.
The saddest thing is that I want to lie and say I can't.
Yeah, you considered it.
Because that's my attitude.
Yeah, you're like, I bet I could.
I could. I could definitely get her done.
I feel like I associate you with someone who builds things.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking of Thomas.
Middledish?
I associate myself with somebody who knows how to build things.
Yeah.
It's just, your hands are so callous.
I do a lot of pull-ups.
They're bleeding. They're cracked and bleeding the time, so I assume that you're...
Jake's at home watching Netflix, just rubbing his hand on a sandpaper. Nobody can know I've got the disposition of a Southern belle.
Of a dainty ballerina.
That's enough, you two.
Jesus.
Sorry.
We're just kidding. Lighten up.
I have a tire iron.
You're changing my tire. So you know that this is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's an advice podcast. People email us questions and we do our best to offer our insight.
I've listened to this show before.
Okay. Well, I was just explaining it just in case somebody hadn't.
You thought she hadn't listened.
You just assumed. I guess because a lot of guests you've had on the show don't listen to your show.
Yeah, they're like friends or people that our fans really wanted you on the show.
That's
and so,
so nice.
Yeah.
Let's put our hands on our heart for a second and appreciate that you all.
Everybody put your hands on your heart and whistle.
Guys, we are out of time. This is crazy.
Didn't get to a question. I'll learn how to change a tire after this.
Yeah, I'll at the very least look at a YouTube tutorial.
I feel like I'm good at... Well, never mind. We'll talk about this. I'm trying to, like, save face.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
I have this image. The only time I've ever seen anyone change a tire was when I was driving with my dad from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which is, like, a six-hour drive.
Holy shit.
Through the forest. Like, through the forest.
Amazing. Moscow, Idaho to St. Petersburg, Florida?
Moscow, Russia to St. Petersburg,
Florida. Wow. Long drive. Anyway.
And it was, like, raining... pouring rain, and my dad's car went flat, and he put on like a hat and just got out there and started changing
the
tire on this Land Cruiser, giant car. And I get outside and I'm like, hey, Nat, do you need any help? And he's like, get back in the car.
Dangerous out here. The axle broke. He's holding the car with his hand. Stay in the car, Milana.
I took so many pictures of that because I'm like, he's such a badass.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'll never be that. I'm not that kind of daddy.
He'll never be my daddy.
Yeah. I don't even know if my dad can do that.
I don't know if my dad could do it either, but definitely like growing. My dad is 5'5", but growing up, I thought he was huge.
My dad is like 5'6", maybe.
Yeah. They're just like thick, strong men.
Yeah.
He's very strong.
Well, your dad is kind of strong and very thick.
I could beat the shit out of my dad today.
You actually tried to the last time you were at home.
He sucker punched me. Yeah,
you tried to break a chair on his back and he caught it at the last second and twisted your ankle.
That'd be
That's
cool.
That's awesome. I grew up like fighting my dad all the time. We would wrestle for fun.
Wow, how Russian.
Yeah.
Did your dad
with a
have
bear.
Any...
Yeah.
He only has daughters, right?
Yeah, he has two daughters, but he really wants a boy. So he kind of raised me like one. Or at least to play like one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My mom only had boys, and...
She made you wear dresses.
Tutus.
We wore wigs a lot growing up.
Are you crying?
No, I'm incapable of doing so.
Have you talked to someone about that?
No, I have not, actually. I haven't spoken to anyone ever.
But we are qualified to give advice.
Here we go.
Let's tap into your coldness.
Oh, that's a good... That'll take more than one episode.
Okay, I mean, I don't have anywhere to be.
Aren't you dog sitting?
Yeah, but I'm allergic to them, so I'm staying away.
Oh, God.
Dogs is another good example of my coldness. I don't feel anything for dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't feel disdain. You just don't feel attached. Did
I'm
you
neutral.
Grow up with dogs?
Mm-hmm. I had a dog named Chico. He was a mean little beast. He was an angry little snowball.
Well, that explains it.
You, I really want to get a dog. And Amir was like, yeah, that's fine. You can get a dog, but like... I'm going to abuse it when you're not around.
I'm not going to abuse it, but I'm going to like lift up my hand. You know when they like squint
scary,
and blink a lot?
Like, because it was like a rescue dog has a scary past.
Yeah, exactly.
And you would sort of try to remind
I
the dog.
I want to tap into that. Uh-huh. I want to just psyche. Make sure that part of that his brain never...
Mental abuse.
Yeah, it never dwindles down to nothing.
Emotional pain.
Yeah, I want to keep
dog.
That flickering fear just in there.
I know. I would rather have this potential dog I'm going to rescue be euthanized than in a house with you.
You actually have euthanized seven dogs.
So, Jake, the answer is no. You can't dog sit the dogs, I'm saying.
He won't be in the house.
What, you're going to kick
you guys,
him out?
Why don't you guys switch apartments for the week?
Fine. Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll come live with Amir.
Yeah.
With dead, cold eyes.
That'll be a good sitcom. Should we try to answer these questions?
Okay.
I feel like you got some good wisdom to impart here.
I go to a lot of therapy, so...
There we go.
There you
this
go.
Is a
just
lot like
regurgitate
this.
What the therapist says.
We
I need,
need
to go to therapy.
Stop talking about your father.
Sir.
You never talk
this
about your mom.
Question's not even about your father. We need fake names because we want to preserve these guys' anonymity. So do you have a fake male name for us?
Schmeg.
Schmeg.
Great.
That's pretty good.
Schmeg.
Schmeg writes. Hey guys, me and my girlfriend have been dating for about a year and a half now, and a few months ago, we somehow got on the topic of masturbating. She told me that she wished she had a dildo, but didn't have any room to put it anywhere, as she shares a room with her sister and a bathroom with her family. She had the idea of using her phone as a vibrator. Being the nice boyfriend that I am, I offered to call her repeatedly whenever she were feeling horny, so that she could use her phone as a vibrating dildo. It was kind of hot at first, but now she keeps asking me to call her all the time. What should I do? Thanks, Schmeg. Have you heard of this? Is this a thing in the female community, using your vibrating phone as a
No, that sounds
vibrator?
Like vagina radiation. That's that
oh,
sounds
shit.
Like cancer.
Yeah. That's what There you go. That's what he should say.
Yeah.
All right.
And baby, I love doing this for you, but I'm worried about vagina radiation.
Yeah.
You should just Google that. I bet there's an article.
I'm sure.
All right, just let me Google vagina radiation. Oh, my God.
Vibrators are so small. Like, you can tuck it in, like, a pillowcase or something.
Yeah.
When she said, I want
sense.
A dildo, but I don't have a place to put it, I really thought she was like a Barbie doll. Like, she just didn't have
oh,
a
Oh, she didn't have a place
I want a dildo, but I don't have female anatomy. Yeah.
I share a pussy with my sister and a bathroom with my family.
That's...
How small do vibrators get?
Really tiny.
You can, have,
like, you can get like little not
yeah, you
tic-tacs.
Can get like one that can looks you? Like a little lipstick.
Yeah, you can get the egg, right? There's one that's it's like a vibrating egg.
I haven't seen that, but I know that there's a lipstick one.
Oh, it looks like a lipstick.
It looks like a lipstick. You can keep it in your makeup bag.
And can you actually apply?
No.
Okay.
That's the
Fine.
Next step, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the future. Why haven't they thought of that?
It actually vibrates while you apply it.
It just gets
so
all
you look
over
like
your
a crazy
face.
Woman. Here's a little bit of research I did. There's an app that vibrates your phone. It turns it into a vibrating massager, but
wow.
You basically get what it's for.
Actually, so anyway, this episode is brought to you by
iJustus.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to look up the name of this app.
Well, you're gonna give them free
we don't have
advertising?
Anything to talk about when you're not here.
Yeah, we need
shit.
You. Come on, bud.
It's okay. I think it might be called Phone Vibrator.
Phone vibrator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the answer.
They sort of.
I wonder if like a vibrating toothbrush would work.
Oh, didn't that come up once?
I think it maybe did. You talked about it.
Yeah, I talked about attaching a dildo.
Oh, you to talked a just vibrating attaching toothbrush. A dildo to a toothbrush and making it a vibrating toothbrush. But actually, well,
there's you're a staring difference. Into my soul.
There's a difference between a dildo and a vibrator. A dildo is like a big penis.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily vibrate, and a vibrator is
it's not necessarily dick shaped. It right, just has to be a vibrating.
Something that's more for clitoral stimulation. Thing. You can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not 100%
no,
sure.
I think
I'm right.
You're correct. But there are also vibrating dildos.
Right, totally. And there are...
And moving dildos and so shaking and grooving ones. Right. Ones that play music.
Oh, dope, really?
Yeah, they tap into radio stations.
Do they have those in the form of a strap-on? Like a strap-on that vibrates? That'd be kind of cool.
I've never used a strap-on. But I don't know. That I've ever used a vibrator or headset.
Anything.
No, yeah.
Yes, we're all virgins.
There are these headphones that sort of send music into your ears, like using some sort of radiation. So it doesn't actually play music, but like you put it against your skin and you can hear it. What? Is there a vibrator that you... It doesn't play music, but when you're using it, you just sort of hear songs?
Through your uterus? It just comes through you?
Wait, that first thing's real?
Yeah, that first thing's real.
Yeah, I've heard of that. It like connects through your jawbone or something.
Yeah. Which is where the vibrator would go, too.
Yeah, on your jawbone.
It travels down from your jaw to your clitoris, right?
Yeah. If it's, like, that deep inside you, then you should be able to watch TV. Like, if you just put something on your face and you can hear music, if you stick something inside you...
Yeah. Inside, yeah, a vibrator that goes in you, you close your eyes and you're watching HD television.
That's cool, just like virtual reality vibrator. I'm on a beach.
It's the future of storytelling.
I hope so.
Take this pill. All right.
I feel like we gave him a lot of solutions there.
Oh, yeah.
Buy her a small vibrator. Tell her that the calling will give her vagina radiation.
Yeah.
I also just love how much time it takes up of his day. Like, he's trying to, like, do his laundry.
Redial, and
hey,
redial,
baby, you're masturbating
redial.
Too much. Call me again.
Oh, God. Brian, why do you have 38 outgoing calls every day to your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. You could say that it's racking up your phone bill. But does it count if she doesn't pick up? I don't think so. Does it?
It must. It must. It must. It must count as 1 minute. It must. It absolutely must. What am I? I could just call Japan
AT&T.
If they don't pick up?
Lottie, get them on the line.
I don't actually work there.
What?
Oh, no.
You don't just, like, work in the stores?
No. I'm an actor.
So that's not a documentary miniseries about your life as an AT&T employee?
No, it's a commercial. It's a paid advertisement. Wow. I am an actor for hire that comes into a set, like on a soundstage.
I feel like we should know this type of stuff because we want to be writers.
I want to get paid for sure. Like, do you get cash for it? Or do they just give
you
stock?
No, I don't actually own any of the company at all. They just...
They give you points on the back end.
I bet you get fucking points. Like, if the commercial makes $1 million, how much do you get?
Commercials don't make money.
So why would they make them? All right, honey, let's keep going. She doesn't quite understand how it works.
Yeah, it'd be easy. If they put the commercial online and then just put, like, some advertising around it, that's how they would make bank.
I'm impressed with how good you are at keeping the microphone at your mouth at all times. It's like your whiskers are just tickling
the I feel
the
fuzz
time.
Of it. It's nice. Good.
He's obsessed with sound.
Too.
Obsessed.
I like things to sound clear.
All right. Yeah. Let's go on to the next guy or girl.
Okay.
The next dame or lass. Ladder lass.
I'm going to stay silent because I want to hear one more example of guy or girl.
I don't know. Lad or lass. Dame. And
lass or lassie.
Lass or lassie. Dame or dude.
dame or dude.
Chico or chica.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Nice. Cultured.
All right, what cultured. You're doing right now with the wire is really freaking me out.
Okay, and like, stop.
That has huge
implications, repercussions.
Beyond the scope of
she
this
She just
podcast.
Unplugged her wire and she's waving it over her head.
I'm lassoing my microphone.
She just walks out.
Sounds important to you?
Is it picking up this? Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. No.
All right, we need a girl's name.
Sandra Sasana.
That's fucking
Is that
sexy.
A full name?
Sandra Sasana?
Yeah. Last
her last
name Sasana.
Is Sasana.
Sandra Sasana.
Last name is Dress Sasana. Her first name is San.
San.
Dress Sasana.
I'm San. Dress Sasana.
I don't want to be on this date anymore.
Why? Your name is Schmeg.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm going to be short and sweet. I'm a feminist, been passionate about equality and shit my whole life. the chef at a restaurant I worked at.
Passionate about equality.
I really care about equality and shit.
The chef at the restaurant I work at is a major hottie. We get along very well, and in terms of conversation, we are pretty platonic, complaining about our boss and teasing each other in a joking way. Here's my dilemma. Recently, he started to smack my butt when he walks by me. It's always just a casual smack with his hand, and we never verbally address it. Am I a bad feminist for fucking loving when this happens? Is he a bad guy? I can't go to my friends about this because they'll get mad at me and unfollow me on Tumblr. Sorry, this wasn't quite short. I tried to keep it sweet, though. Thanks.
Oh,
Shoshana Smetson.
I like her, and no, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong
with it. If she likes it, and like, if she didn't, I think he would trust that she would say something because they're friends.
So you can be a feminist and still like to get your ass slapped.
Yeah, you can be a feminist and still like to be choked.
Yeah, it's just that you like it and you're not doing something that you don't like.
What right. you're saying when you say you're a feminist is that men and women
should be equal.
Should be equal. Or I believe are equal.
Right.
And so there, she could slap his ass and he could like it and there would be nothing wrong with that.
Should she do or say anything, or just she's
if she's happy with the arrangement, she doesn't have to say anything.
I feel like the only thing here is that she has like this weird relationship with her friends where she can't talk to them.
Oh, that's where you're seeing is the major downfall.
Very
like, why
thoughtful.
Would they judge me?
Yeah.
Because there is that because when I said he smacks my ass, you're like, oh no, that's like a bad thing. But
well,
then she,
but
then
she said
she liked it.
Right. Yeah, if it was anything like offensive or demeaning, then of course say something. To
is
him,
it,
but she's into it, and
yeah.
they're flirting, it sounds like.
But is it offensive and demeaning to slap a girl's ass? If she likes it?
No.
I mean,
if she wants it. If she likes
it. If she's
it,
okay
she...
with it, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Because maybe she's done something to open the doors for him to think that that's an okay thing.
Right.
And if it's not, then it's something that she should shut down immediately, but she hasn't. And
what about the first time? Because the first time it's a little bad.
Yeah.
The first time he just did it unsolicited. Yeah. So that's bad.
Hope he likes it.
And then, but it he took a shot in the dark and it hit. It was like, all right, cool.
Is it still offensive to go for the shot?
I don't know. That's the conundrum. Because it is, right? You can't just like willy nilly slap people's butts. But like guys do it to other guys. Maybe he's like doing it to everybody. I slap your butt sometimes. Like good game, you know?
Yeah. You do slap my butt a lot.
I get a lot of pleasure out of it.
Yeah.
To be
I
sure.
grab a lot of girls' butts when I hug them a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like your way. That's your little calling card.
It's just like it's a mushy part of their body I could squeeze.
Yeah, of course. Know? I'm a butt grabber too.
Yeah.
But not like I would never do it to somebody that I didn't think would like it.
Right. So maybe this guy is sensitive and in tune enough to know that she would like it.
Right. And she is. It's okay that she likes it. There's no need to be like, I stand up to you. You aren't allowed to do that. That being said,
keep doing it.
Go for it. This was bad. It's fine.
I really think she should have the conversation with her friends of like, I mean, if she feels like she needs to even.
Right.
Who cares?
The Tumblr followers.
Well, I think.
Will somebody please think of her
friends? Is she like a Tumblr feminist?
If her friends are good feminists, because you're saying you're a feminist and you're saying.
Yeah.
Actually, feminist. You're a feminist too.
I'm a feminine, I'm a feminist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think guys and girls should be equal.
I think guys and girls are equal.
Boom.
I just don't think that they should be. I think that they are, unfortunately.
For guys, it's a lot harder to be feminist because I never know when I'm being equal or when I'm being, like, condescending.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm trying to give myself an example.
Can I jinx you on this podcast and you can't talk for the rest of it?
Episode 206.
Mira has to go buy Milana a Coke. This is fucking ridiculous.
He has to run down this giant hill.
It has to have your name on it. I have to go to Russia to get it. What do you mean by that?
I guess I'm trying to think of an example. Okay, so wait, no, this isn't a good example because this isn't, I don't know. You have to come back to me.
No, we'll wait.
Really? Can we edit the long pause out?
No, we don't have to actually wait.
Great.
So advice for this girl is that it's okay. You can do whatever the heck you want. Being a feminist and getting your ass slapped aren't mutually exclusive.
Totally. But communicating with your friends and feeling not judged is nice.
Yes. Definitely. So open,
let your friends know.
Open communication.
I'm all about honesty. I believe that if you're honest and you have good intentions, you can do no wrong. And it sounds like this guy... has good intentions. It sounds like she is honest and has good intentions. I just think that, like, sometimes you're only as sick as your secrets. And whoa, if she feels like...
Ooh, have you said that before? Secrets. That was really good.
Thank you.
You're only as sick,
as your secrets.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice. It is amazing. Trademark. I just want to know what it means. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Motherfucker. I was doing it your sister's pronunciation.
That's not even how she says
Weintraub.
Okay.
Weintraub.
Okay is never the great way to say it.
Hey, if you have your feet on the table, can I put my feet on the table?
Sure, yeah.
Do I have to take my shoes off?
No.
Thank you.
We don't own anything here.
What do you mean? This is all...
It's all came with the place.
You lucky motherfucker. So are you going to buy new furniture for your new place?
No, because the place we're moving to is equally fully furnished.
Mm-hmm.
How charming.
What we've done is beat the system. I'll never have to buy any furniture ever again. How does that sound?
All we have to do is pay more money in rent.
It's amazing. It's like paying someone else to go to IKEA for you. What was I going to say?
You're only as sick as your secrets.
Yeah. I feel like if she's like a little torn up about this because she can't talk to her friends about it. I'm a really big fan of being the most you. You just continue being you at your highest self. You're the, like, be awesome, right? Like, when I am the most myself, when I am the highest me, I feel most happy.
You're unabashed.
Yeah, and I don't want to sacrifice that for anyone else's benefit because then I have less fun.
Exactly.
Maybe I should go to therapy.
Can I tell you about the pure heart rule? Have you heard about the pure heart rule?
No, what is that? Tell me.
A little PHR will go a long way.
It's something I said on the podcast before, where you just like communicate your intentions and where you're coming from and then say like to anybody, and I have no expectation for like what you're going to do with this information, but this is where I am.
Hmm.
And it's a lot like what you're saying with just being open and honest and have good intentions.
I think getting rid of expectations is a really great way to move through the universe in general.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Just explain like not like going onto a date, for example, and not knowing what's going to happen, but just being present and enjoying the person's connection with you or lack of connection with you or whatever the moment is, and then not knowing what will come of it. Because I think there's so many times where, I mean, disappointment in its essence comes from
expectations not being met. So if you don't have them, you're never disappointed.
Yeah, and just go along for the ride, because any kind of like fear you have of outcome is just builds anxiety.
Yes, right. It's true. I'm often anxious about the end of a date, during a date.
Right,
because you're like, what's going to happen at the end?
You're writing a movie in your head that no one's watching.
Maybe with a vibrator, you can just close your eyes and check it out.
That'd be great during the date if you just pop one. I just need a second.
Tic-tac? Administered vaginally?
Anyway, my point to San is that she should just continue being herself. And life is a self-sorting process. Like, if she needs to lose these friends because they are so not on board with her enjoying this, then, like, get out. There are way too many awesome people in the world for you to change yourself or be ashamed of something.
And her saying that they're going to unfollow her on Tumblr is her having expectations. And they might just be, like, happy that she's happy and she met somebody that she digs and enjoys getting her butt spanked. And that's great.
Yeah, and why shouldn't a feminist enjoy what she enjoys? I feel like men enjoy all sorts of perversions.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That we're all perverted and we are allowed to just be like, this is what gets me off. And
totally.
If somebody's like, awesome, I'm into that. Or somebody could be like, that's cool for you, it's not for me. And that's it. That's
then
the pure heart.
Get out. There you go. Yeah, there are too many options.
Not judging.
I don't know. I think
good button there.
Not judging.
Period.
Actually, let's go to this next question.
And it's okay that we don't know how to change tires. I can learn if I need to.
In fact, I'm going to.
Fuck,
so let's
be right back.
Part out. Grease stains all over your face.
My hands just shattered.
This one's kind of along the lines of honesty and expectations, so I feel like it's a good next question. We need another female.
I thought you
name.
Were just running from the emotion of that previous question. You were like, oh, this is getting heated.
Yeah, this,
I
is,
need
this is too real for me.
It's amazing that someone who is so numb has an advice show.
Yeah, but well, then who better to give it than to someone who doesn't feel anything?
It's nice. It's cold, surgical.
Erase this person from your life.
Yeah. Break up with this person. Yeah. And then I'm just like,
he talks and can download new people. Yeah. Delete these people.
Remove that human from your existence. Gone, be gone, you. Another one enters the fray. For what? Who cares?
You weren't programmed to speak well.
And of course not. I, Banana. Chortles. Should we keep talking or should we move on to the next one? What do you think?
I'm ready. Let's.
I'm ready.
Milana's.
Yes. What okay. do you think?
I'm ready.
Great.
This is kind of a story question, but we do need one lady's name.
Oh, Jamaica.
Jamaica what?
Jamaica Shakes.
Ah, very nice.
I want that to be my name.
I feel like I was in a Quentin Tarantino movie for 3 seconds right then. Jamaica. Jamaica Shakes.
That's a good title for a movie, isn't it?
Jamaica Shakes.
Jamaica Shakes. It's about a businessman.
All right, let's just... I gotta answer.
Okay, I'm just saying, he's a real buttoned-up businessman. Doesn't like to party, but all of a sudden, he's got to go to Jamaica for work.
Jamaica
to make milkshakes.
Decides to open up a little hut on the beach, doesn't he?
I don't know.
The first act break is him loosening his tie and undoing the first button of his suit.
I guess I have a note about that. That's a bad act break, I guess. Okay. Just to loosen a tie. That's, well, that's not a moment.
He's very buttoned up. It is a moment.
You guys want to be writers, you say?
No, not anymore.
I disagree that that's not a moment. If he's very buttoned up, that's what it's all about. So the opening montage, this opening sequence of the movie is him buttoning all the way up.
Yeah, goes all the way up to his nose. It's like it's a shirt that's way too big for his body. All right, Jamaica Milkshake.
This is expectations, because I thought everyone was going to love it.
Really did. And you know, with a podcast, you don't know. Maybe there are people at home that are just fucking enjoying
writing this down.
Yeah. Doubt it.
I hope so.
Guys, is this going well?
Yeah, this is going great. This is one of those like cool ones that are like, it's not only funny, but it's actually real.
Oh,
I think you actually do go to therapy, right? Because it shows
I do go to therapy.
Your advice is very sage.
I also really love like self-help books.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on a journey.
I've been on a journey, on a soul journey for a while.
Yeah. Really? Is that true? Should we talk about that right now? Should we take a break and not do this question?
Sure, yeah.
I'd like to know about this soul journey more than anything else.
I mean, I think...
If you feel comfortable talking about it.
Yeah. There have been so many levels of it, like since I think I was like 18 or something. When I was 18, my cousin passed away.
Okay.
And that was like a huge thing for me, where I needed to figure out the meaning of the world and kind of had an existential crisis, which I've revisited a couple times, of like, what is the point of anything?
Wow, and that's early. Nothing, have fun thoughts.
Yeah. And so that's when I started, like, someone gave me a book on like reincarnation and past lives and souls. And I don't know that I bought all of the stuff in it, but I liked believing it. Like, I feel like that was my first introduction into spirituality, was believe what you like, because there's no point to any of it. And one of my favorite Neil deGrasse Tyson quotes is that the universe isn't obligated to make sense to you. So that was kind of like my thing, is just like, well, I'm just going to believe what gives me the least amount of fear.
That's great.
And,
But you're not like saying other people should believe that. You're saying that just what works for you and what works for me.
I think everyone should believe what gives them the least amount of fear.
I think that's what I do.
What gives you the least amount of fear?
Well, I'm just like comfortable in the fact that like once I die, nothing will happen. So I might as well be as happy as possible today.
Right.
That's great.
I only act on what will make me the happiest.
And I believe in Jesus, Muhammad, the Jews do, Buddha, Hindu, everything. Just in case, because I really, really, really want to go to heaven. I need...
Yeah. You're like at a roulette table putting money on every number.
No, there's some things I believe in because maybe they were... Like crystals. Like, I don't actually know, but like my roommate hurt his ankle the other day, and so I put a bunch of crystals around him just in case.
That's like your bone stimulator.
Yeah, well, I mean, that thing is fucking science, and it definitely works less than crystals. So, like,
a bone stimulator?
I broke my heel, and there's like, I have this little bone stimulator that like pumps magnetic waves into my calcaneus bone to stimulate growth. But my heel still hurts all the time, so this thing means nothing. Mm-hmm. And I also think crystals mean nothing, but
there's science behind crystals. I don't know any of it, but I know it's out there.
I'll say
I think some people. I think the power to believe.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think energy is undeniable, because like you feel it all the time. You feel turned on. You feel scared, and it's all like at times that it makes sense, right? So there's no denying that energy doesn't like flow through us. Mm-hmm. So whatever gives you positive energy, then that, I guess that is worth believing in.
I think the brain is the most powerful thing in our bodies, obviously, and so we could hold a crystal and believe that it has these properties of like, this one will engage your crown chakra so that you will think clearer and have better focus and whatever. And so if you believe that, I really do think that it's like a
placebo effect.
Yes, when you can just like think that it works enough that it does.
Yeah, your body can convince itself. It's like mind over matter. Mm-hmm. If this medicine doesn't really work, but you think it does, it might as well really work.
Truth. And so that's how I feel about spirituality in some ways, is like, I believe that this is working for me, and so it is.
Like, do you align yourself with a religion?
I was born and raised Jewish, and I think culturally I still very much am, but I...
Oh, Shana Tova, by the way.
Shana Tova.
Yeah.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Of course, to all of us, to you and yours.
Thank you. I love my ancestry, but I also like really love parts of Buddhism, and I'm like a avid yoga person, and I read about all sorts of reincarnation things and energy, but I also love like astrophysics and, you know, science and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So where are you on the science versus spirituality spectrum? Or do you not consider those things opposite ends of the same field?
I don't think that they're like isolated. I think everything kind of makes sense together. The thing that I really only find solace in is that I don't know and I don't have to. I don't feel like I need to figure it out. I think that the universe isn't obligated to make sense to me. And the only thing that I can appreciate is this moment in front of me. And this is my world. You two in this like lovely, sunshiny, red curtained room. Like this is the moment.
I wonder if I feel that same way and I just never verbalize or think about it.
Well, okay, wonder it and then answer it.
Okay. No, not at all. No. Yeah, I guess I do. I think that I don't know how everything works, but I'm sort of blissfully ignorant on this rock floating through outer space.
Oh, yeah, now you're,
I don't have to think about it.
That's, you know, even that image, there was a time where I went through another existential moment where I was smoking a lot of weed and watching a lot of Cosmos.
This was 2 days ago.
This was like March, yeah. And I did just the image of like how tiny we are in time and space in the universe is enough to make you feel so insignificant.
Yeah.
That in a like liberating way too.
See, like, that's what I can get into is like the math behind it, where it's like if you take a look at the grand scheme of things, we're just like less than a pixel.
You know, nobody articulates it better than Dave Matthews in the song Crush.
We actually have
crazy
to go to the next
question. Thinking just knowing that the world is round and here I am standing on the ground, am I right side up or upside down? Is this real or am I dreaming? It's kind of beautiful.
Anyhow, did I answer all the questions?
I think so.
I have so many thoughts on this, but the final answer is that
Do you like talking about it, or are you like, I'm over it, just
no,
let me be?
I love talking about it. I just, I'm a little worried about sounding ignorant on the air, to be honest.
I don't think it's ignorant. I think it's always good to get advice from people who have, like, worked through all of their shit and, like, found ways to be happy.
I definitely have not worked through all
right,
of my shit.
Right, but you've figured a way to navigate through the world that, like, keeps you happy.
Yeah.
And I think so many people that write into our podcast are, like, just starting out on that journey, or like they're either just starting out or they're starting out way past the time that they should have.
I think that it's constantly a challenge too, like there are ebb and flows. I haven't unlocked happiness and now I'm going to be happy for the rest of my life, you know, like moods are a weird thing that take over you, that have a chemical thing that you can't control. And
yeah,
like,
what do you think
astrology
about
astrology has an effect, like Mercury in retrograde, people can feel that, and when they call it out I'm like, oh, that's why.
Do you believe in like signs like that, like you're a Capricorn, so XYZ?
Weirdo freak.
Yeah, I do. I don't know that.
Which one are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Why, what are you?
Can't you tell?
No. I don't know it well enough. But when I read like astrological reports, well, I'll show you one after this that I
It'll
like
blow your mind.
I'm like, this is like dead on every time. How?
So you are totally bought into the whole. I think Josh Rubin's the same way. He's like really into like the signs.
I love Josh Rubin
astrology
so much. Have you seen Josh Rubin and Vince read each other's minds?
Yeah, that was the thing that I did for you. Yeah. I sort of ruined it. I did it poorly, but
oh, you know how to do it?
Well, yeah.
Do they just mouth it to each other?
No.
We'll tell you after. We can't talk about it on the podcast.
Oh my God, you guys, I fell for it so hard. My mind was blown. They were 10 for 10.
Dude, we did it. Me and Vin do it. Well, when Josh isn't there, I can do it. There's a bunch of people that can read Vinny's mind.
But we were at this cabin last week, and like there was a bunch of people there. Like a couple people could read Vinny's mind, and it like then the other like five people were just like fucking freaking out.
I was freaking out, and I came home. I was in New York with them, and had like this night of just like asking them to do it over and over, and then drawing people in at the bar.
You never found out what the deal was?
No, I totally bought it. And no, please do tell me, because then I went home to my roommate, and I was like, "You're the closest person in my life. We could do this." And so then he was like, I think what they do is just mouth it to each other. And I was like, no. And then we had a friend over. We had Rosa over. And and Rosa said a name. And it was Angelina Jolie. And I just mouthed Angelina Jolie. And then he was like, okay, I see like a braid. I see shorts.
Did it fool Rosa?
Yes. It was also our reaction to like, yes, we got it. Right.
Mouthing it. That's the best shortcut.
That probably is a better way to do it.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear what it is.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I hate them. They tricked me so hard.
We have to take one quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with more Milana goodness.
That's a good last name.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Milana goodness.
Hi, there Milana. Was a Milana goodness.
There was a moment I was thinking about changing my last name.
Oh, really?
And everything, yeah, everything I thought of just sounded like a stripper name.
Milana.
You wanted to change your last name?
For a second.
Can I guess some ones that you chose?
Yeah.
Miller.
No.
Milana Miller.
I hate it.
No alliterations, right?
I'm down with the alliterations, but it just sounds like, I don't know, American.
All right. You want something close to the Weintraub?
Maybe it's just something that sounds like it could be of Uzbeki, Russian, right. German descent. Just try to gather all of those cultures.
Lev.
Milana Lev.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Where'd you get that from? Is that your lawyer's name?
It is. Everything is my lawyer's name. Milana Danny Passman. Can we use this part on the show, or you don't want to talk about that either?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're back. Talking about names. We're almost out of time, but we want to get to one more question.
Oh, no.
Uno mas?
Please.
I don't want to be out of time.
I know.
Let's just keep on enjoying this moment.
It's so nice.
It is nice.
We can't be out of time. Time is infinite.
Well, TJ Miller thinks time is the only god. We don't have to get into that.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. That scared me.
I want to play with this cord.
As soon as we're done recording, we'll let you take it home.
I'm going to give you a dummy cord.
Just like kidding it. And just...
just on the ground at your house.
Wait, did we give this person a fake name?
Not yet. Oh, wait, no, it did.
A female name. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, Jamaica Shakes.
Jamaica Shakes, yeah.
Starring, I don't know.
I see Matthew McConaughey, but...
Matthew McConaughey?
I'm flexible.
Interesting. I was thinking, like, who's the guy that was in Shawshank Redemption? Oh, Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, I think, would be really good.
Or Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Oh, really interesting.
I don't know. I just
that guy can open a movie. He really can.
Watch it fail. I just like the... I was thinking accents and then Jamaican accents.
I feel like if I write a good enough script, Liam Neeson could do it. He needs to do like a
yeah,
silly
he's struggling.
Comedy. No, it's not that he's struggling. He's just kind of one... He's becoming one note.
I'm afraid.
I think if I get his agent's ear, I think I could say, hey... You can't do another.
Did you see
can't
my
do Taken Three. Let's do.
Do you see my extras?
Guys, remember when I said Gerard Butler?
Yeah, that was
a
joke.
I take it back. It was a
that
bad
was just
idea.
So recently.
Yeah, of course.
If we need to edit one thing out of this podcast.
Can you edit that part out? That's
just
a stupid
it.
Suggestion.
Remember when I said beep?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. He looks pretty good buttoned up. All right,
it's charming.
Thanks.
All right. A few weeks ago, I went to see a performance of Shakespeare in the Park with my family. While I was there, I couldn't help but notice one of the actors was really cute, and we kept making eye contact. After the show, I approached him, and we talked for a bit, but didn't exchange numbers or anything. Kicking myself, I decided to go back to another performance next week in the hopes of finding him again and getting his number. This time, he saw me and approached me, but I still didn't get his number. Anyways, skip to later that night. I'm pretty drunk with friends, and we decide to find and message him on Facebook using the name from the program. He tells me that, unfortunately, he has a girlfriend, but he's interested in hanging out in the future. A few days later, he messages me asking if I'm free and we make plans. The day of, he ends up sending me a ridiculously long, super apologetic text, like boyfriend long, saying how he unfortunately has to go back to his hometown and can't see me. He lives in a neighboring city. However, he insists that we get together in Toronto, as I'm going to be there in a few weeks. So what's this guy's deal? Neither of us are going to be living in the same city this year, so there isn't much potential for a friendship, but does this guy just want to hook up? Does he really have a girlfriend? Is he not interested in just being polite? Help!
He's definitely not just being polite. Mm-hmm. He either wants to bone or wants to be friends.
You think he wants to be friends?
I don't think there's a chance he wants to be friends.
Really?
I don't think you'd go through that effort to make a friend.
Guys don't make friends.
I'm so dumb.
You're not dumb.
You're the girl in this. Oh, this guy's talking to me. Does he just want to be my friend?
Guys
are mean.
Guys want to be my friend.
No, too many guys are manipulative and mean, and that's what he's doing right now. He's being mean to two people. He's being mean to his girlfriend, and he's being mean to this girl who has
a crush on him. And he's being mean to you.
And he's being mean to you because he's making you feel...
Oh, my God, you fell for this actor.
How big is my bottom lip right now?
It is hitting the court.
You are a cartoon raccoon right now.
Cartoon raccoon's cool.
That's a really cute couple of words.
Or band name.
Cartoon raccoon. All right, that's another movie that I can write.
No. Jacob, don't. Jacob.
Just, I don't have to say it.
I used to know your middle name. Hold on.
Is it Alexander Nov?
No. No. It'll come to me. Jacob something Hurwitz.
That's right. It is in between his first
Nailed
and last
it.
Name.
Yeah, I'll think of it. I don't know. You guys know guys better. I think I've said this to people before when they've said, Sorry, I should hold this closer, right?
Yeah.
Making
it's like you were reading my mind.
It was twitching.
We're Josh and Vince.
You could see the energy. There's energy. It's real.
You think
real.
It's annoying to people that we talked about Josh and Vince for so long and they don't know who that is?
No. We have Josh on the podcast, so I think people would maybe at least know who he is.
I love them.
Me too. I love Josh and Vince.
Me too.
Vinny. Okay. Love you, bud.
Shout out.
And hey, Josh.
Josh, hi. How are you? Vinny?
Vinny!
Hey, Vinny! Josh, hello.
Josh, did you make this mess?
Mr. Vinny! But what's confusing to me, not as, like, if a guy messages a girl on Facebook, probably he's interested in bone zoning to some extent. But why did he drop out at the last minute? Did he just feel guilty because of the GF?
Yeah.
But then he still wants to hang out with her?
Well, my theory is... And speaking as somebody who's done this exact thing multiple times.
Yeah, minus the having the ability to do Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, yeah, or the ability to...
go to Toronto. He can't travel.
Yeah, he's a convicted felon.
My microphone might have just...
Oh, my God.
Are the levels good?
Yeah, they're back.
All right, good. Okay, so...
Your eyes got so big.
So what's happening...
See my eyelid moving with those green bars.
You're... Shit, that machine's plugged into you.
I'm small wonder.
Are you number one?
Yeah.
No, I am.
Oh, no, Jake is. I'm okay. Two, you're three.
Okay. Yes.
So, yeah, he made plans,
Wanted
to see this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then, last minute, the girlfriend needed him. The girlfriend wanted to do something with him. He was going to do something with the girlfriend. So he made a long-winded apology, dodging the hangout, but also not mentioning that it was for the girlfriend, saying, I have to go home. No, wait.
Okay.
Now he's saying, let's meet up in a few weeks in Toronto, where my girlfriend will be... Nowhere near there.
Mm.
Oh, so he's setting up a little affair.
Yes.
So should she go for it?
Is
it okay to be the other woman? What are your thoughts on being the other woman?
I think it's horrible.
You would never...
This is the other
you would
thing.
Never...
I think I'm very naive in this topic because I've never cheated on anybody and I've never been cheated on.
As far as you know?
I'm certain. And I really am. And I just don't believe... Like, my first instinct isn't to believe that someone is cheating.
Right. That's I've never good. Cheated well, or been cheated, is, but Jake has. He's sort of an expert in that regard.
A lot of, and I'm only speaking from the emails that we get. No, like, I don't actually know anything, but just in terms of the emails that we get, guys are almost always trying to cheat, and girls are almost never.
Mm.
And also, guys are almost always the most suspicious and jealous, and girls are always the least suspicious and jealous.
Right, they feel
bad.
Which
makes me come to my conclusion that girls are great, and men are evil. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that I am a guy. But
you are a feminist. You're plus size negative.
Dude, I'm like the... I'm like the... what is it? The stereotype of a feminist. I, like, really hate men.
Mm-hmm. And you don't shave your armpits.
Actually, I do. Completely shaved. So anyway, yeah, this guy's evil. This guy's trying to cheat on his girlfriend. And... I think you should have no part of it.
But what if he's like, oh, we're not together anymore? Or actually, did he even tell her that they were in a relationship?
You did. He said, unfortunately, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes? Mm-hmm.
Call on Milano?
Yes.
I have a question. Why does she want to hang out with... Like, does she still want to hang out with him if she likes him and he doesn't like her?
I think he does like her. He approached her.
But, I mean, if she likes this guy...
Yeah.
And he says, I have a girlfriend, then why does she still want to hang out with him?
She shouldn't want to.
But the heart still thinks
he's cute. He's good at Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And he's like reached out to her. She did the right thing. She like found out he had a girlfriend. He said, let's be friends. And she's like, okay, didn't contact him. And then he messaged her. Now he's meddling with his own relationship.
Can you be friends with people that you meet that you're attracted to when you're in a relationship?
I think you can be, but not in... I don't think you can be specific lone friends. Like, say...
Yeah,
I'm in a relationship and I meet like a new group of people and there's like an attractive girl in that group and we all become friends. That's okay. That's nice. And I should hang out with everybody in this group. But if I am like in a relationship, I go somewhere, I just meet one girl, I get her number and we like are texting and going and getting ice cream or something. That's just dating somebody.
But I agree with the fact that you shouldn't do that. But also like... If you're faithful to your girlfriend, what does it matter if you're hanging out with a girl or a guy? It's like if she was a lesbian, you'd be able to hang out with her, but since she's straight, you can't.
Well, I don't think
which
there's
I think,
I don't
but
think
I'm
there's
wondering
any rules.
Why.
I think the only thing you should listen to is like what you're feeling. And I can't imagine going on, like, friend dates with a girl and not growing attracted to her. So I would say I shouldn't do that.
Then you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But I think that I'm all about honesty. And I think that if... I also don't want to keep the person I'm with from doing anything that makes them happy.
Right.
Because I think that just builds resentment and all sorts of, like, poisonous cancers inside of you. So I think if I'm... let me think about this.
Because what if the guy's like, I don't like you hanging out with this other dude. Would you say, okay, I respect your honesty with me and I don't want to make you feel bad, so I won't hang out with this other dude?
It would depend on my relationship with this other dude, but it would be really hard for me to do that because I know that I would, that my intentions are pure.
Right.
And it would be him doubting my intentions that makes it hard for me. And also, I think if I were dating a guy and he was like, I met this awesome girl on a plane or whatever, and I'm going to go have coffee with her, I would think that was fine. And I would like, look forward to meeting her. Yeah.
That is,
I'm sure of it.
New
this
to
has
me.
Happened. I picked the plane thing because it's
that
real
has
life.
Happened. It's like, oh, I met this awesome girl, and you're like, oh, that's awesome. You don't feel that twinge of jealousy or
as
like,
long
what
as
the hell?
I'm cuter and funnier.
What if she's the cutest and funniest person in the world? Second to you, obviously.
I think everything is a case by case basis.
Yeah.
There's like no sense if this guy meets a cool girl on a plane and they get coffee once, and you're like, you don't have to be jealous. But what if they're like getting coffee, then they're going to the park, then they're going to go to the zoo, and then they want to go on a weekend trip together?
The weekend trip together is definitely like crossing the line. But if they wanted to like spend a day hanging out, I really think I would be okay with it.
I think you have to look at it through the lens of like who this person's other friends are and like what their entire life is like.
Yeah, and how much do you trust this person and how open, like if my boyfriend then came home and was like, we had this great day, we did this and we did this and we talked about this and was like communicative and I didn't feel like there was anything like hiding or like
shady.
Yeah,
but also like I just know myself and I couldn't do that because I know that I would
start to have feelings for someone.
Yeah.
What if you had a lady friend and she's like, oh, I spent the entire day with Roger. He's like a nice, tall, handsome guy. You know Tom Brady? He kind of looks like Tom Brady.
Okay, and he's
he
gay, right?
Me. No, he's
Tell
not gay.
Tell me he's gay.
He's not gay.
He's fucking gay. I think, I don't know. I also, maybe I just have the desire. I would, I don't know, fuck. Everything's hard.
And that's our time. So, but you would say, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't like you hanging out with this guy one-on-one.
I think it would depend. It would depend like what she was getting out of their relationship. And if I felt like it was fulfilling certain needs that she had.
If it was
like
an emotional affair.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe. If it were, I feel like if he were impeding on things that I
taking
could...
Taking up too much time.
Sorry.
Just say what you're actually thinking.
If I have a woman, I should own her.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Milana, I'm so sorry we have to end on that sour note, but
this is
I feel like I just confessed to a murder.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I don't want this to be over.
I know. We should do another one soon.
Like right away.
Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah. You do part two with other people.
We did do part two with Ben.
And Middle Ditch.
The truth comes.
And I'm the cutest and the funniest.
You're getting jealous right now. We're podcasting with other people.
I brought you guys cupcakes.
Yeah, that was
you
very
did.
Sweet.
That was really nice. Thank you.
What did you guys get me?
Hey, that is literally.
You can take home the cord. And
did we finish this? I feel like we kept it a little open.
With this girl? I think, well, I feel like at the very least she should know this guy's intentions, and I don't think they're pure.
Let's do a quick,
now do whatever
a
you
quick
want
rundown.
That.
If you were her, would you meet this guy?
No.
No? Jake? No? I would say yeah. Sure,
you're
why
becoming
not?
The monster.
You can meet him.
I'll tell you why no, because I once have fallen for this where like I didn't know a guy was in a relationship, but he definitely pursued me. And then I found out he was in a relationship. And it just felt so dirty. It felt really wrong. And it felt like cheating. And it felt like I was mean to this girl that I don't know.
Right. Well, that's the problem with you can have all the pure intentions that you want, but you are also vulnerable to other people's impure intentions.
But let me ask you this. You're do whatever makes you happy. What if this girl's like, oh, I don't care about that?
Great. I think, like, when I say what makes me happy, I think, like, that means, like, listening to my intuition.
Right.
And luckily, what makes me happy is being a nice person.
Right. And if she doesn't care, is she free and you're fine with it? Or you're like, no.
There's definitely a line. You do what makes you happy unless it's, like, hurting other people. Because then you're a bad person. Like, oh, this really makes me happy to murder and steal. It makes me feel good.
I don't know.
But you know that.
I feel like I can't judge her. I don't really know.
I can judge her.
Watch this. Judged.
No, I wouldn't judge anybody, but I do think that
just how about this? Just know that he wants to hook up with you, and then decide: do you care or not?
What did you say?
This guy does want to. Like, she's like, does he want to hook up? Does he want to be friends? Go into it thinking he wants to hook up with you. And then if you care that you're ruining a relationship.
No, go into it thinking that he wants to be your friend.
This is the exact opposite.
And then if totally you feel like there's like a sexual
You're telling this thing. Girl to like walk through the woods with a wolf. Yeah. Like, don't worry. Just go into it thinking he's not hungry.
He just wants
and
to
he
hold
hands.
And then you guys are going to walk hand in hand through some sort of gingerbread house.
I probably wouldn't meet this guy. I'm just saying. Because like there's a bunch of other cool things to do in Toronto.
Yeah, there we go. There's lots of Shakespeare to see.
Cool. Milana, you killed it.
I miss you guys when I'm not with you.
Oh my fucking god, that was amazing. Thank you. We're together and
you
miss me.
That.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever felt the warmth emanating. Yeah.
Let's put both of our hands on our heart and be grateful for how well this podcast
all right,
went
I'll do
and
it.
That we can all be friends.
Both hands. Feel the energy. Feel it surge through you.
Would it surprise you to know that I've never done yoga?
Nope.
As it shouldn't. Jake? What are your thoughts on me not doing yoga?
Do you want to do yoga?
I'd like to try it.
You should come with me.
You know what I do want to try is therapy.
You should come to my therapist.
Can you do that? You can't go with somebody else.
Oh, no, you can't come with me, but she's great. She actually works with a lot of our friends.
Oh, I don't know if I want that.
Because she's great.
But I don't want one person to know everything about everybody. I want to go to somebody nobody knows.
Okay.
I would go to your therapist.
She's great.
Really?
Can you name other clients of her? No, I'm just joking. Cool. The opening theme song and the questions were submitted to us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you have your own questions or own theme songs, please email us as well. We won't always have the wisdom of Milana here. But we want you to come
back.
We'll
always have the stupidity of Jake and Amir.
The opening theme song was from... Do you guys remember his name? Oh, Michael...
Josh Groban.
Michael Labrow.
Labrow.
And this closing one is from... Oh, it's a Let Her Go parody. That's cool. By Ali Burnett. Ali Burnett. We'll be back, I think, on Thursday this week. Thanks one more time, Ilana. Do you want to say or plug anything before you go?
No.
That was perfect.
I'm gonna cry during this song, aren't I?
Alrighty, here we go.
When you're in a bind, don't know what to do, then right into the show. If I were you, you can bet your ass on those dirty Jews. Cause you really need advice when you're feeling low. Jake and Amir and their podcast show, they'll help you from their house and along the road. With each episode,
guys, it's Kristen.
And it's Marnie.
From the Ask Women podcast. And make sure to check out our podcast for all the advice you need to get the women that you want. And yes, I say women, plural, because we even talk about polygamy. Not polygamy, what's it called? Polyamory. That's right. But if you want to know all the advice that you've been waiting to hear
directly from women on how to attract, date, seduce, and get the women you want, then check out our podcast, the Ask Women podcast, right here on Podcast One.